Okay, second thought of the day. Again, it's the 7th of the March. Second thought today was about debris. So about the kind of cracks in, let's say, the formality of this garden. Where do things fall out of the harmony, the aesthetic harmony of the Baroque plan? Where do things kind of intervene, contravene, challenge, break down? And of course, in the note I wrote this month, I wrote about the two areas of that. Now, one being the kind of the dead and the dying plants falling beyond the delineations of the parterre garden. The other, of course, being the junk, the debris left behind by the kind of the kids that are hanging out. And there's something maybe interesting in that part of it. So occasionally in the back corner where it's the most secluded, on the benches here, you get kids, groups of kids sort of hanging out and drinking, like sugary drinks and eating chocolate and stuff, like young kids hanging out and having a chat. And they always leave a lot of crap behind. They don't clear it up. I mean, there's no bin there for them to take it with them. So, I mean, it's probably should be. But I don't necessarily like the rubbish lying around. That's not what I'm saying. But it does, their presence and the kind of the leftover of this rubbish does talk about a different form of inhabitation of this garden, something that is attempting to kind of, or it's not attempting anything, but it's something that isn't in keeping in a way that it sort of challenges or it breaks down or it points to some of the over formal aspects and this kind of like almost unwelcomeness of the garden because it's so formal, and this idea of the kind of like the demarcation of a space. I mean, it's a sort of punk attitude, maybe. I'm not saying these kids are punk, but I mean, is there any value in that? I don't know. But so I've been thinking about this idea of pieces of sculptures, perhaps small interventions that might kind of replicate some of that gesture of these things that are scattered or left or out of place, that are not fitting in with the harmony of this logic, but that are defying it and defining it, and in so doing kind of pointing it out or re-looking at it. So that was the second thought of the day.